So today I choose the topic, the correct way of progressing in insight. Right? So the yogi, whoever practices mindfulness meditation, they want to test, they want to attain knowledge, inside knowledge. Right? Yogi who has experience, but when they practice mindfulness meditation, they have expectation to attain, to get higher knowledge, higher level of knowledge. So that is tradition. But how do you practice? How do you get inside is the most important. Right? So everybody practice, not only meditation practice, but also outside, you work, same company, same business. But some people are very successful, some people are not. Why? This business question. But you should know first, what is the method? How do you dealing with people on your work? If you know that, you can be a successful person. That is very important. Anyway, that is very simple and very important for practice. So that I choose the correct way of progressing in insight. Anyway, the Buddha's teaching, now you was born in human beings, now we are human beings. So we are lucky. But not every human beings are lucky. You see in your surrounding, your environment, so different people, different idea, different knowledge. But now you see the Dhamma, you practice the Dhamma, and you know the Dhamma. So, if you meet the Buddha Sasana, the Buddha Disciplination, so you should practice. You cannot content only in a given dana, only recitation for the Buddha Praita or Buddha Sangha, but you have to practice. Dana, Sila, Samatha, you can practice without the Buddha dispensation are not disappear. You can practice now. Whenever you be born. But you can practice only vipassana meditation when the Buddha appear in the world. That's the more important. So then we encourage people to practice mindfulness meditation. So which one is in the name? Easy one. Dana, Sila, Bhavana. Dana and Sila or Bhavana. Which one? All of these three things? Which one is it?
Bhavana.
Only 8% is a different answer, right? You consider it seriously, right? Which one is more easy in your practice in daily life? Yes, Dana is an easier one. Because if you have something, so you can offer, you can give any person, whether they have more research or not. Whether they practice or not, you can. But for Sila, even though practice in one day retreat, the only practices, right? So, not increasing like 8 pieces. Here, especially here, American, the person who lives in America, afraid of Sila. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Dana is an easier than sila. Sila is an easier than samatha, samadhi. So penya is in the hard ones. So every time we practice, but as every time we cannot get good concentration. Right? So this is in a connection with the penya, wisdom, intuitive knowledge. So the Buddha asked to practice if you want to get a higher standard of life, you practice the Buddha teaching, especially Vipassana meditation. Because even though you don't have anything, you don't have any facility, you can live in the world without worry, without stressful. Otherwise, you have money, you have properties, any time you worry. Because you don't know how to live in the world. That's important. Sometimes you see, you heard the news, some richest person, wealthy person already died because of a heart attack. Heart attack is without reason. It's reason. Because of he has tension, depression. So that is important. Very, very helpful our daily life if you practice. So the Buddha asked to us. So also if you want a higher standard of life as a person who cultured in speech and action, you practice moral precepts. Right? Which one do you like? You can practice. If you want a higher standard of life as a person who cultures in mind. So if you want to purify your mind, you want to practice, you have to practice concentration. Right? I already mentioned sila just only can control verbal behavior and physical behavior. All of it. Sila cannot control your mind to purify. So if you want to purify your mind, you can practice, you should practice concentration, samadhi. If you want a higher standard of life, as a person who developed in the mind and advanced inside knowledge, you have to practice vipassana meditation. So very, very important. So that is the Buddha advice to us to do in our life. We are our daily life. So that is according to the Buddha advice. Now you are trying to practice, but I don't know how many hour you are mind culture, you are sila purified. So depends on your practice. So you will be getting a higher knowledge. To refine your mind, or you are you keep your moral precepts. These three things are linking each other, interdependent each other. Without moral precepts, you cannot get concentration. Without concentration, you cannot get any inside knowledge. It's very, very important. But here, they don't understand that moral precepts, so they think no. So just only come practice. So you see, you ask yourself. You commit something. Even though you are sitting here, your mind I did something. So how can you get concentration? It means you break your moral precept. That is important. So without a moral precept, you don't get any concentration. Even though I should do my mindfulness meditation, I should come here. Yeah, you are come here, you are sitting, but your mind is not purified because you already committed. So that is more important. Anyway, whatever the Buddha advice, even though we didn't practice full of his advice like Sila Samadhi Pinya, but then day by day we should cultivate, right? That's the pattern of our life. Okay, so one thing I would like to ask you, why you want to practice Vipassana meditation? Tony, you're a partner, right? Why?
Why do I want to practice the Vipassana?
Yeah, so that is reason, eh? Without reason, we didn't do it as well. So we have a secret reason, or sometimes you have a reason.
Daily life is really very terrible, so we like to have a higher tolerance for unfair, unjust things just happen around us. So supposedly, if we have some insight around things happening around us, maybe, just maybe, we can tolerate better and make us, make ourselves a little bit nobler than others without bad reaction.
Yeah. This is also right. This is only like the benefits of a few benefits of practice, a few things, not profit. But the Buddha never taught his Dhamma, only like prevention and wholesome peace. No. You just escape from the samsara in a round body back. So that is the main intention. So why we need to practice mindfulness meditation, we have two kinds of attachments, two kinds of grasping, the two things. That is in upadana, we call it upadana, five aggregates, right? So the Buddha mentioned sometimes we attach the things because of an attachment. Sometimes we grasp the objects because of our view. So two things. So every day we have such kind of attachment, such kind of wrong views. This is called in Bali Tanha Vitti. Sometimes you practice, even though you practice the mindfulness meditation, so you have something like attachments about that you are Dhamma. You don't want to lose that you are mindfulness. You don't want to get down, you are concentration. So that also sometimes if you see that, oh, this is Dhamma, it's okay. No, sometimes attachment is attachment. Dhamma or like a poverty is attachment. Right? So we have Dhamma. I'm a monk, so I keep these and more than you. That if I have a grief, the grief never gets favor to me. He's a monk, so I said the grief power may be low, no. So if he has, he's a maybe founder. So he has a grief, the same quality. So the grief happens in an animal, so it's the same quality. You mean the kilesa. Kilesa, the defilements, never favor any other person. The same, we have an attachment, a lover, and if I have attachment, lover, if anime has attachment, lover, the same quality. They are torture, when they are happiness, when they are occur. So that the Buddha mentioned, we should note part of our object. Seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting. Because of that, these two sorts of things, lova, attachment, wrong view, they are grasped to the object. Right? So, because of these two things, we want to get it off, so we need to practice. So, not only sitting, not only walking, but also you are daily activities. So, that is if you practice. So if you can practice, so you know that true nature. So if you know that true nature, you have no attachment. Right? And suppose that the shirt, he wears the shirt. So if you see a backside, you didn't see any hole, any like, any hole, any like a tall one, so he, you know, you attach. So if you see, oh, in front size so many hole, so at that time you don't mind, even though he gives you. Because you know the nature, you know, the size is no good, so something like that. The same, that is the attachment. So if you know the nature of psychophysical phenomena, mind and matter, no way be that. So at the time, we know, we have to see the true nature of the object, so that we are guided. Don't forget the Buddha giving advice to note our body mind, the five aggregates. So if you make an division to Namakana, Ubekana, so that is and altogether five aggregates, but you can say mind and matter. So mind and matter is our object to practice, but when we practice like that, we want to get it off. Two kinds of attachments. Yeah, this is the reason. But if you have intention to get it off the attachment, so at the same way, you get and then I get taller, you all mentioned, empty, patient, also then you know your mind very clear, so you know what is right, what is wrong. So even though some people may complain to you without reason either, so you don't answer anything because you know that he don't know, she don't know, and she doesn't know, so if she know, she may be shameful. So, but otherwise normal people know, you know very clearly, I didn't do any wrong things, that's how you react very fast. That is that kind of tolerance, that kind of patience, where do you get? You get your experience, you have practice. Fine? Okay, this is the whole question and answer, I explain like that. But when you practice mindfulness meditation, first, you should know the correct method. Here, the Dhammasana audience listening to this Dhamma talk is seriously practicing meditation. Right? Seriously. Not the normal way. Right? So, most of this audience would like to make progress in their practice and then to reach higher levels of inside knowledge. So therefore, yogi should know the correct way of practicing in order to attain the lower inside knowledge. So, when you practice mindfulness meditation, what is the most important is to see the true nature, to see nama-rupa. Yeah, you practice, but your intention is nama-rupa is everlasting, nama-rupa is permanent. In this way, you cannot see any kind of nature. So first, you have to accept everything in the world are impermanent. So in this way, you notice, you see the nature, you see the psychophysical phenomena according to your meditation power. So that is very important. So you always have to begin by first practicing to attain nama-rupa prachirayana. So if you say according to inside knowledge, this is the first one is nama-rupa prachirayana. What is the nama-rupa prachirayana? Have you heard the name? Nama Rupa Prachirayana. This is a Pali word. But in English, the knowledge of discernment of mind and matter. So now we think it's an I, this is mine, this is he or she, something. But when you practice, you see like this is mine, this is in matter. What is the mind?
Thinking process and insight.
Mind is The mind has awareness. So mind knows what happened in. So meditation knows. Meditation change all. So whatever you know in your mind, you know whatever happened in your mind. Right? That is called mind has awareness, meditation has no. Just only changing. Just only changing, I mean, this is metta. So, nama in mind, rupa is metta. Nama rupa parichera, means so, to discern, to see clearly, to understand clearly. That is, that kind of knowledge we call nama rupa parichera, the knowledge of discernment of mind body. So, first you need to know this one. Without knowing this, nama rupa or the discernment of mind, body, mind, you cannot practice any mindfulness meditation. You cannot get any. Because you, basically you don't understand what is the mind, what is the matter. So that is not my Dhamma talk, the Buddha advice. So first you have to know the discernment of mind and body. Right? So how, okay, you already mentioned. So we should know that this, the knowledge of discernment of mind and body. So how much yogis practice in their meditation in order to experience the nama rupa parichera jnana? I already mentioned you have to know nama rupa parichera jnana, the knowledge of discernment of mind and body. So how do you practice? It is also important. Okay. Firstly, one must note in order to know the nature of phenomena. If you want to have experience, nama rupa parichera, you have to know first the nature of phenomena. If you note your abdomen rising, falling, you know, you have to know, right? How rising occur, or how rising pathway, or rising pathway, or falling, rising and pathway, you have to know the nature, that is nature. Also, in practicing vipassana meditation, the nature of phenomena initially has to be noted. So first thing, you have to note the nature of the, like it's rising, falling, why rising occur. Do you know why rising occur in our abdomen? Yeah, because of the, because of the breath, because of air elements. So everything has cause and effect. So if you practice, if you know the Vipassana meditation, you know everything is a cause and effect. That is called a Prasasamuppada, so other words. So you no need to learn and separate the Prasasamuppada. When you practice Vipassana meditation, you already know what is cause, what is an effect. We are noting the rising and falling in our abdomen because of air elements. So without air elements come out, you cannot see the rising and falling. So, why we note the rising and falling? So, when element is in there is in the four elements, one of the four elements. So, the Buddha mentioned, if you practice mindfulness meditation, you should start more obvious objects. That is called in Pali, Yathāpagata, beginning with so vipassana. That is, I explain to you according to literature. But if you practice, you cannot know like that. Whatever object, obvious object, because you need to control your mind. So now you walk outside. In the beginning day, everybody has difficulty. Right? Because then you don't know the location. Sometimes you don't know what kind of walk you can do something. So even though you know, So whether they have personality or not, the same. But according to the theoretical aspect, I explain to you. So let's see, like it's a good example. When we was young, we went to that school. So we learn a class. What kind of lesson we learn? Easy one or difficult one? We learn in a very easy one. Like a Chinese, you know, you learn an alphabet. English alphabet. Bali, easy one. But the same. Now, why we need to focus our attainment? That we already said. Which are obvious, object you can observe it. That is the theoretical aspect. But then you need technical step by step. So if you can note rising and falling in proper way, the other object easy to observe it. The same, like the beginning, when we was young, in done class, school, start A, B, C, maybe sometime 1 month, sometime 2 months. So if you memorize, if you do very well, you are skillful, no need to say A, B, C, you can write down it, easy one. The same, if you know rising and falling, or if you see then the elements, so you can see any other object easily. At the moment, sometimes you don't need to put any label in, any name in. You just be mindful in observe it. Sometimes in theoretical aspects, easily. Theoretical ways are easy to explain. But actually, in practice, it's very hard. So even though you try to pay attention, try to follow mind, wandering the idea. But if you don't know, you know. You focus, but then mind is very hard to control. The Buddha mentioned, don't make hard like who know. Very hard to control our mind. Even in 1 second. Right? So that is in a haunting you and practice. Yes, start. Begin in focus, rising and falling, focus, and then not without reason. With reason. Because if you control your mind, focus on object, your mind fixed on the object, easy to know everything. This is the way. So you can ask why we need to focus on the abdomen, rising and falling. Because we don't have concentration. So first you have no concentration. Then, I already mentioned to you, if you have concentration, your mind fixed on the one object, whatever object rises. Even though sometimes you know rising on a single object, you see so many processes of rising. Because you have concentration. The Buddha mentioned, whatever obvious object, you pay attention to it. This is in he mentioned Bodhikamana Tisana. Actually, you have it. But without concentration, you cannot see it. So, the Buddha mentioned Tisanakama or Bodhikama. Tisanakama means now that the teacher is instructing to you, pay attention to your abdomen, nose, rising and falling. Also, if you know beating the dog, you pay attention and you are at the different nodes or such as that. That is according to teachers we mentioned. But if you have good concentration, powerful concentration, either one, whether you pay attention in rising and falling or the place, location, doesn't matter. But you need step by step. You start with it, whatever object, you never. Because you have no concentration, your mind is not paying attention to the object. So at the time, you pay attention, whatever you note, rising and falling, you pay attention very closely to, and as much as possible to the object. Then you will see easily. That is the most important. Okay? Now secondly, one must note in order to perceive the rising and passing away of the phenomena. First, you have to know in order to know the nature of phenomena. Right? If you want to get an inside knowledge, first you have to know the nature of phenomena. So here, how the rising coming, how the falling of pound and arising and falling occur in a personal way. So you have to know the nature. If you know that, secondly, you have to know, you have to perceive arising and falling way of phenomena. First, you see the nature of phenomena. Secondly, you have to see the arising and passing way of phenomena. The second step. And thirdly, note it must be continuous in order to know the passing way of the dissolution of phenomena. If you want to know the arising and passing way of phenomena, so you keep noting continuously. Sitting at this time, then after that you go back, and then go back or sit in. During the sitting and standing or walking, you practice so many times, so at the time you cannot see your rising falling. So important. First, you should see the nature of phenomena. Second, you should see the rising falling of nature, phenomena. Third, you have to see later on passing away or dissolution of the object. If you see that, you know that nama rupa pacchidana. At the moment you get the knowledge of discernment mind matter. That's important. So if you know nama rupa pacchidana, the knowledge of discernment of mind matter, easy to get it, easy to attain the inside knowledge step by step. How many kinds of inside knowledge? How many kinds?
16.
Yeah, 16. According to Visohi Mecca, 16. According to Bhidamata Singha, 10. But it only depends on it. Sometimes actually inside, or sometimes even though not inside knowledge, but then the commentary teacher put in some like a Bhubha Bhaka Mecca, something like that. So anyway, but then there is a process of an insight, right? So the nature of phenomena must be noted in order to know it clearly. You have to see thoroughly the object. So only by knowing the nature of phenomena can arise in passing away the experience. So if you know the nature, so rising in passing away of phenomena, you can be experienced, you can be attained. That is important. So now your practice, you pay attention, walking meditation, sitting meditation, on opening the door, closing the doors, whatever. So do according to nature. So again, how does one know in order to know fully the nature of phenomena? How do you know? You want to know the nature of phenomena very thoroughly, without break.
Mindfulness.
Yeah, mindfulness. So, everybody, I already mentioned, everybody know. How do you need? I need to add on mindfulness, on concentration, or ardent efforts. Easily explain. But how do you apply your practice? So this is important. So that I explain, otherwise, no. Adavi samjama sadhima. The Buddha mentioned. That's it. The Buddha lifetime, whenever the monk, yogi come in and ask, please give me the instruction. The Buddha mentioned, idavigya veku kaya kaya vipasi vire ti adavi samjama sadhima viniya loge vesha dhonasa. That's it. So he already understand. You need to explain how, why, because of previous time we have a private knowledge. They are not too much attention like us. Too much in development, materialism in this country. So if turn on, turn off, whatever you want, you can see it, you can know it, you can buy it. So too much attention, right? So even the more explanation, the more I give you explain, the more you will have confused, right? Previous time, only explain. He already knows this is Sejanubhati. Now, how do you practice? How he continues? That's it. Okay. Then, in sitting meditations, wine and opium arising, falling, sitting, touching, one must note the present moment attentively as much as possible. So if you want to know the true nature of phenomena, you just note where, in the present or in the future or in the past.
In the present.
Present, right? So you just pay attention, present object. So Vipassana meditation is a very nice practice because almost we are involved past, present, future. But don't worry about the future or past. Just present moment. Whatever you have done, good deeds or bad deeds, just be this in note. But is it easy or not? When you know the easy, present moment easy or not? Yeah. Whatever I give, we give an instruction, don't think in the past, thinking coming. Or something. Don't make an expectation for the future. But think, how can I get inside knowledge? Even though, instead of staying present moment, you are thinking expectation. Very hard. Right? So, speaking is very easy. So, that is important. So at the time, if you want to get the nature of phenomena, you want to know the nature of phenomena, you just stay at the moment and not tentatively as much as possible. So then you will receive the two nature of phenomena. Mm-hmm. So now already five. Okay. That is good. Whatever you know, rising, falling, or you know, suppose you know that nothing rising as soon as the inhaling stops the abdomen. So note step by step. So rising, inhaling starts, the abdomen arises step by step. So you have to note it. You care very carefully. So when elements are altogether six times, so sometimes you feel up and down, sometimes you feel you see in side by side, sometimes you feel checks in the lower part, upper, it's okay. Location doesn't matter, I already mentioned. It means you are important is that you see the nature. Even though it's short, long, you see nature, you have to see the nature. How rising also is passing away. If you see the nature arising, so you are Judaism now. That's important. We know that the present moment, the nature of the pushing and the tightness usually become evident. When the nature of phenomena is evident, the yogi's noggin becomes better and then he is pleased with his noggin. I mean, if you have a good concentration, so you don't want to lose anything. You just try to no note, you know, you please, you are noting. So even though you didn't see nature, but you like it, you note. So that is an experience. The nature of pressure, pushing, and tightness are the ultimate reality of wind elements, right? Tightness, pressure, movements. This is dealing with Vayoda do. So that is important. So first you have to know, to see the two nature of phenomena. So secondly, one must know to perceive the rising and passing way of phenomena. One step. First you see the nature of phenomena. The second step, you have to see the nature, the rising and falling of nature. So step by step. So by understanding the nature can the rising and passing away be perceived. So if you know the nature, you can see the rising and passing way of the phenomena. So step by step. When you notice them arising, you may feel stiffness, tightness in small stages of your abdomen. So whether you see or not, you ask yourself. So when you notice falling, the phenomena of falling and moving are happening in small stages in your abdomen. So you just watch it. So if you see it, you know how rising and passing away occur at that moment. When you again at the next level of the inside knowledge, you will perceive that these tiny stages are not continuous. So if you have the concentration, you see also. One tiny stage arises and then ceases. So now almost we see one after another rising, passing away, rising, now this is you didn't see the nature very closely, very clearly. If you see, you see one tiny rises and then ceases. That is important. Another stage appears and passes away. So, or in other words, these small stages are rising and passing away. So that is when you see the nature of rising and falling of phenomena. That is important. So that's why I choose how do you know, how do you apply your daily activities. So that's important. Okay. Thirdly, number three, the noting must be continuous in order to know, in order to perceive the passing away or the dissolution of phenomena. Well, you do not stop your noting. You should maintain your continuous noting. You keep your noting without breaking. That's important. As concentration develops more and more, we noting the rising, it is now found that there are stages of rising and passing away of the rising. And also when noting the falling, one sees that there are stages of rising and passing away of falling. In this way, you know, after comprehending the rising and passing away, one must continue practicing to experience the passing away of the dissolution. That is important. Only when this passing away can be comprehended, vipassana jnana, inside knowledge, becomes powerful. Right? If you see the dissolution of rising and passing away, or that you see the phenomena when they are rising, staying fortified in the passing away. So such kind of stage, such kind of condition, you have an inside knowledge. That's called vipassana jnana. Okay? Only when the vipassana jnana becomes powerful, the passing away of rising and falling is usually comprehended, and you understood very clearly how rising, how passing, and then the objects also. So you already understood, you comprehended. So that is important. But it will not be comprehended immediately. So now I explain in normal way, original way. But depends on yogi. Some yogi concentration power is very weak, so he cannot deploy immediately. You need to practice a little bit, take time. But if you apply this concentration power sound up, you can perceive very soon, very in the first. So that is what I mentioned. For example, yogi whose concentration is weak and whose the method of noting is not proper. Yeah, you practice, but you don't have any correct method. So he is not in the so proper. His practice is not so proper. The passing away will not be perceived immediately. Nowadays, have you been to India? Who is having to India? You see, Nikananda Buddha, like a Jainism. So they didn't wear any clothes. They stay outside, they stay with mud. Now also. Maybe they are 5 years. Very strange. Because of that, they have wrong view. If they have right view, they may be attained Nirvana very fastly. Because of that, they believe. Attachment is in the outside. Yes. Sometimes attachment is outside, attachment inside. They don't know attachment is inside. So that they didn't wear. If you wear the clothes, if you wear clothes, you have attachment. Yes, sometimes we have. I like this color, I don't like this color. But they think attachment comes outside. Sometimes they make a mark here. Yeah? But even though they are talking. So, but that's not naturally, you cannot do it. But then for sure, they put it, they talking something. I mean, there are three kinds of kilesa, defilements. We take a kilesa, priyasana kilesa, or anusya kilesa. We take a kilesa, aggression, you are committing in the unwholesome deeds. By you are physically and bodily. So, such kind of feeling are yet coming outside. When you see the object, so you like it, you have attachment, and you don't like it, you have a hatred, or delusion, something like that. Yeah, they are right, 50%. Not 100%, but they don't think in it inside, like attachment, delusion, hatred. So at the time, sometimes they eat only one day, one banana. See? Because they believe. When they do it like that, their attachment, their kilesa will be cut it off. That is wrong view. So it's very important. Sometimes we are practicing, but we don't know this is wrong or right view. In the morning I say, interview, why we need to interview. So at the time, if you can touch with teacher, so you mention, sometimes teacher explain, also teacher also not not understanding properly. So that is also important. So if you approach the teacher, even though he doesn't understand, but he gives him guide, so sometimes you are leading to incorrect way. So incorrect way. So very important teacher sometimes. So be careful sometimes. So if you approach, but then it's very hard to avoid it. So many methods, sometimes come in a letter, come in telephone, come in something. So previous time you approach to something. So many things, we have attachment. Sometimes you know you are said, oh, my teacher has some problem. But anyway, at the beginning he teach me something, so you appreciate it. You do. But you know the wrong way, but you cannot cut it off. Sometimes very hard. So sometimes we are going to attach because of our tradition. So the Buddha mentioned on the Kalama Sutta. So what is important? Otherwise, you see another thing, he say another thing, he talk another thing. Very complicated. So that is the Buddha mentioned. You can, if you have time, you can read it from Nikodra Nikaya, Kalama Sutta, or Kisamodi Sutta, you can see whatever. The Buddha mentioned all kinds of things, 10 aspects. So you can read it. This is good. Otherwise, when you consider creation, you consider like a teacher, we consider parents. So even though sometimes we cannot say parents also, all time and they are right. Because the parents are depends on living. Sometimes they know that they have education, sometimes they don't have. So that is the Buddha mission. Whatever method you call it, you get it. You just start to practice according to method. So if you get some knowledge, some like a benefit, you can continue to hold it. But then even though you get it from your teacher, your parents, your relatives, the method doesn't have to for your practice. Leave it. So that kind of situation, the Buddha explained on the Kisamudi Sutta, very important. So important is that it, but if you know that, you can get, if you have the correct method, your guidance in advance, so you can get some inside knowledge. So that is an outer compare. The outside, everybody work the same job, the same work. Some of them be successful, some are not. The same morning wake up, and you walk in the 9 to 9, something like 9 to 6 every day. But difference, getting money. Why? Depends on the knowledge, depends on method. Sometimes you get hurt, wake up until 3 a.m. to night time and 9 p.m. But they got the money is only $100. But then sometimes only 1 hour they got it in 1,000. Why is different? There are so many different. So that I explain very easy. Otherwise, sometimes we ask, oh, this is good, this one is good, this one is good. So we are trying, lay down, we don't know what is original. It's very important. So try which one is suitable for your practice, so you get some benefits, so you have to keep it in practice. So that what I mentioned, we are worldly people. We look at every teacher, so he's a good teacher, we approach him and talking, so then after that another one is a female, who is there, they are that not is. So later on you confuse whatever you did to him. Sure. Choose you as one teacher, two teacher, whatever you like it. So according to that you practice seriously. So not make attachment. Just it's good it. You get an economic benefit, you keep it, you practice. The bonus way is not got away because of he practice fast. He knows fast, then he share it. Not like a logical way, not philosophical way. First of the Buddha mentioned Vaicha Sarana Sampanna. So first he practice and then he deliver to the all people, all beings, because he wants to escape the people from the samsara. That's it. He didn't mention, he didn't expect anything from you or from me. So when they listen to the Dhamma, so they maybe get something. No. He have no intention. He have only intention, only compassion. Yeah, they also very clear. Now that we have a house, we have a place, we have enough food, so maybe you're happy. Outside are better, they have no place, no food, so you see? So if you have a good peace, you have a good heart, you have compassion. Oh, the same. The Buddha has all this knowledge, so he knows. So that morning he wake up, and he just only sleep 2 hours every day. During 45 years. Now we eat, we sleep, and 6-7 hours now we are not satisfied. Right? So yogi should be in a sleep limited time. Should be eating a limited food. Otherwise, after the stomach food, dizziness, sometimes you say, whether it's hot, whether it's cold, sometimes. So food is in a, I don't know, but you know. This is according to Sariputra's wish, we have to take meal and we practice like a yogi, 5 or 4 mouthfuls food you have to produce. Then you take place of water, then you can practice easily, there are no drowsiness. That is important. Okay? I think the tomato should be soft here. So, Altogether 5:28. So first you have to know the nature of phenomena. Second, you have to see the rising and falling of nature, phenomena. Plus, you have to perceive the passing way of, or the passing way of the dissolution of phenomena. So if you have these three kinds of level, knowledge, then you can see the knowledge of the discernment. You can get the knowledge of discernment. So that is in the very beginning of knowledge. If you have such kind of inside knowledge, Navadvapetita Jnana, easy to get Samasara Jnana, Pinga jnana, paya jnana, such and such. Right? So first, you need to see the nature of phenomena. So if you want to see the nature of phenomena, how do you practice? I already mentioned. How do you practice? You want to see the nature of phenomena? How do you practice me? You should practice in the present, or you should practice in the past, you should practice the future. Yeah, something like that. So present moment, present object should be observed without break, without remission. So very important. Okay? So if you know that, if you know the correct way to progress, you are inside, so you can apply your daily life. Fine? I think you may be able to practice, and you have been able to practice according to Sutta, according to Mahasatipatthana Sutta, and then you will be attained the cessation of Nibbana. Okay. Okay. So this is for Metta meditation practice, right?
Yes.
When you practice loving kindness meditation, so for your non-yogis, you just repeat after me one sentence after that. But you have intention, so all living beings may they be well, happy, and peaceful. So first you have intention. Also yourself, you make it, because if you fulfill yourself, you are sharing other people is easy. Let's say, right? Okay. So. May I be well, happy, and peaceful.
May I be well, happy, and peaceful.
May my teachers be well, happy, and peaceful.
May my teachers be well, happy, and peaceful.
May my parents be well, and happy, and peaceful.
May my parents be well, happy, and peaceful.
May my relatives be well, happy, and peaceful.
May my relatives be well, happy, and peaceful.
May in a different person be well, happy, and peaceful.
May the in different persons be well, happy, and peaceful.
May the unfriendly persons be well, happy, and peaceful.
May the unfriendly persons be well, happy, and peaceful.
May all meditators in this sense be well, happy, and peaceful.
May all meditators in this center be well, happy, and peaceful.
May all beings in this area be well, happy, and peaceful.
May all beings in this area be well, happy, and peaceful.
May all beings in this city be well, happy, and peaceful.
May all beings in this city be well, happy, and peaceful.
May all beings in this county be well, happy, and peaceful.
May all beings in this county be well, happy, and peaceful.
May all beings in this state be well, happy, and peaceful.
May all beings in this state be well, happy, and peaceful.
May all beings in this country be well, happy, and peaceful.
May all beings in this country be well, happy, and peaceful.
May all beings in this university, universal, be well, happy, and peaceful.
May all beings in this university be well, happy, and peaceful.
May all beings in this world be well, happy, and peaceful.
May all beings in this world be well, happy, and peaceful.
May all beings be well, happy, and peaceful.
May all beings be well, happy, and peaceful.
Thank you, Yash, for the day. Had a good time.
Yeah.
So on behalf of our Mindful Living Alliance, we collected some data from our organization as well as the yogis. So thanks again for Dayada's presence. And
this is the last session, which is marriage or living. Okay. So you didn't see your marriage in Chinese? So some maybe you are related who passed away, maybe they will be expressed in Chinese language. Yeah, sometimes you can. Okay, today we have passed, we have calibrated dana, sila, samatha, vipassana. Yeah, moral precepts, concentration, charity, giving charity, concentration, or mindfulness meditation. We have done so many good deeds. So whatever we have done, good deeds, so we should share all living beings, including our parents, teachers, relatives. So you should have such kind of knowledge, such kind of attention. Then we have to repeat after. May all beings
share this merit,
which we have thus acquired. For the acquisition of all kinds of happiness. May beings inhabiting space in earth. Deities and others of mighty power.
Share this merit of ours.
Sukhita Hondu Sesari Pritha Sadhu. Okay. May all yogis be well and happy in practice to continue your mindfulness meditation and to attain the cessation of suffering. Thank you for your listening to my talk.
Thank you very much.
Okay. So what did you discuss about Dhamma discussion session?
We have every Sunday. Every Sunday, like tomorrow, we will have sitting from 9:30 to 10:30, sitting meditation, then from 10:30 to 12. Will be book study and discussion. Yeah. But once a month we do this in Chinese. Tomorrow will be in Chinese. And the other Sundays will be in English.